It's time to wrap up Crunch Time on a Thursday. Avec this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a Thursday lightning round. I'm very confused. I don't know what's going on. I wish I had a brain, but I don't. The lightning round.
Well, A plus for admitting you don't have a brain. That makes zero brains in this whole segment combined.
You like the scarecrow or
zero
whatever?
Zero plus zero equals zero.
That's a scarecrow.
It's like the Pythagorean theorem for idiots.
The scarecrow doesn't have the brain, right?
If he only.
If he only had one. Okay.
Dunive.
I have talked about Matt Carpenter of the St. Louis Cardinals during Divine Shine, both times that he's won the NL Player of the Week award by basically hitting a home run in every other at bat for 2 weeks straight. But why Matt Carpenter is doing, or what Matt Carpenter is doing this season, is going way under the radar. On May 19th, Carpenter was hitting 177 with three home runs. Since that day, about 85 games later, Carpenter is hitting 308 over that stretch, 31 homers, 72 run scores, and an OPS of 1.096. He now leads the National League in home runs, has a better WAR than Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado, and Javier Baez, who are all in the running for NL MVP. The Cardinals have also just jumped into the top spot for the race in the NL wildcard after their sweep of the Dodgers. Again, you hate to see it. Thanks in large part to Cardinals' hot streak after the All-Star break. What percent chance do you give Carpenter of winning the NL MVP?
Whoa! First of all, it's funny because Teixeira used to start like that. He'd be like, is it May yet? And Goldschmidt this year, if you remember, what he did, I think, in May is he hit like one. And then all of a sudden, he winds up in the MVP race. What percent? I'll tell you what. I'll give him right now 20%. He's one of the top five guys. I mean, it's ridiculous what he's doing.
The MLB non-waiver trade deadline was last month, and now days away is the waiver trade deadline. Already some big names have been placed on waivers and either claimed, cleared waivers, or been pulled off of said waivers. There are plenty of bad teams with good players that can get moved to make an impact for a team before the playoffs. One of those good players on a bad team is Andrew McCutchen of my San Francisco Giants. Kutch is set to be a free agent at the end of the season, and when the Giants traded for the former Pirate last winter, they thought he was going to be the answer in right field to replace an aging Hunter Pence, and now the Giants are 9 back in the West, and Kutch has cleared waivers, so what percent chance do you give Andrew McCutchen of being traded in the next 8 days?
Well, what were the details of his contract?
I don't know money-wise. I'm pretty sure he's a free agent, though, after this year.
Yeah. You're right. He signed a one-year. This was the tail end of his last season, so a team picking him up would be on the hook for minimal, for prorated. 50-50.
All right. You just talked about this. The NBA is looking to change up some of their rules for the upcoming 2018-19 season. And no, Adam Silver is not going to dismantle the Warriors. Instead, the commissioner is looking to add what could be more offense to a league that is already exploding with points and scoring. To go along with redefining what a hostile act is for instant replay and a simplification of the clear path rule, the NBA is looking to adopt the FIBA rule of resetting the shot clock to 14 seconds after an offensive rebound. These proposed rule changes to the NBA are blank.
Pointless? A waste of time? You get a rebound. It's your possession. Don't tell me how much time is left. You get 24 seconds to shoot. Pointless.
But it's adding more points, so it's point full.
Not the scoreboard. You asked me for the kind of analytical version.
Ah, I see. Okay. Phil versus Tiger is off to a very cold start. The image used on El Tigre's Twitter had him using a left-handed driver. Big Lefty himself is bad at doing any smack talk on Twitter, which he's been on for all of 24 hours. And this $9 million match is going to be during Thanksgiving weekend when most of America is already torn between TV sales and football. I guess it's cool that we're guaranteed to get a Tiger versus Phil in the final group of a Sunday feel to this, but I don't think the two of them could have picked a worse weekend for this to happen. The match between El Tigre and Lefty is blank.
So the two wealthiest golfers in the history of the game, they decided to pit in a match play 10 years too late where they risk nothing and one of them gets $9 million. Ill-advised.
Okay. Last one here. Dez Bryant has been on the free agent market for some time. There has been alleged interest from the New York Football Giants, the Ravens, and then Dez decided to make his interest in the Browns known just by showing up at the Cleveland Brown headquarters and having a meeting with Hugh Jackson and John Dorsey. What percent chance do you give Dez Bryant of being signed before the first game of the 2018 season kicks off?
That's a good one, because why isn't he signed yet? So I'm gonna. Last week I would have done like 90%. I'm dropping down to, what do we got? 2 weeks of the regular season, 60%. All right, Hamilton.